In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Question 324. When should children be baptized? Children should be baptized as soon as possible after birth. Question 325. What sin do Catholic parents commit who put off for a long time or entirely neglect the baptism of their children? Catholic parents who put off for a long time or entirely neglect the baptism of their children commit a mortal sin. If one knows that baptism gives grace even to an infant, and they prevent that grace from going into the child because of their own fault, then it is indeed mortally sinful. Question 326. What do we promise through our godparents in baptism? We promise through our godparents in baptism to renounce the devil and live according to the teachings of Christ and his church. We renounce the devil and his work of sin. Even though baptism cleanses us from sin, the devil will tempt us to fall back into it. We promise through our godparents not to fall back into it, but to hate sin and to live for God. St. Paul says, "Thus do you consider yourselves also as dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus." Again, from the Epistle to the Romans. So we have the young man, there's a little cartoon, we're on page 154, and the way of Christ and the way of sin look equal, but I would have drawn it slightly different to say that the way of the cross is uphill, steep, difficult, the way of sin, easy, and instead of a vile, frightening-looking creature with a pitchfork and the tail there, would have drawn a very smiling, laughing, welcoming gentleman or lady, encouraging us to do what is easy. The role of godparents has changed in history, since in some cultures they perform works which go far beyond participating in the baptism. But ideally, they actively assist in the formation of the convert or the child by teaching, for example, or by their example, giving gifts, letters of encouragement, and above all, prayers for that child. And notice the young man, "I renounce Satan," big block letters, "his works and display, I choose the cross." It is crucial to renounce sin and to renounce the enemy, to say it out loud. Just like when you make a promise, say a wedding vow, it needs to be out loud. Question 327. Why is the name of the saint given in baptism? The name of a saint is given in baptism in order that the person baptized may imitate his virtues and have him for a protector. So you want a patron up there in heaven rooting for you, praying for you, all your life, till you get there safely, please God. Question 328. What is the duty of a godparent after baptism? To see that the child has brought up a good Catholic, if this is not done by the parents. God forbid, but if the parents, if they apostatize, can of course prevent the godparents from fulfilling some key elements of their duty to their godchild, but not all those duties. The godparents can still pray, offer up sacrifice, and be there if the child reaches out to them. Question 329. Who should be chosen as godparents for baptism? Only Catholics who know their faith and live up to the duties of their religion should be chosen as godparents for baptism. Now, there are some other requirements here, that the godparents have to be at least 16 years old and be confirmed already and receive their sacraments of initiation. But basically here, you want the best. Get the best godparents you possibly can. We're at the end now of lesson 24, and for a prayer, There, you can find on page 156 a marvelous prayer at the beginning, at the bottom there, which is taken from the baptismal promises of the Easter Vigil. And it goes like this: May Almighty God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who caused us to be born anew by water and the Holy Ghost, and who granted us remission of sins, keep us by his grace unto everlasting life in the same Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Marvelous prayer there. It's an example of taking something from the Missal and applying it to daily life. They're the best prayers of all, really. For the habit to be acquired, you need some holy water in your house. Keep a supply of holy water in your house. And you can find in any church a reservoir that the priests will bless and make available for the faithful. And having that in your house, and not just having it, but using it, very, very wise.